there, and welcome to Reach for Power, where we take a closer look at the power itself and the strategies to build it. I am your host, Monika Kruk, and in this episode, we will focus on social media. In the course of my coaching work, I have noticed the paradoxical feelings many business executives have towards social media, disliking it while recognizing its importance for business and personal brand building. Let's have a look today at why you might hate social media, what are some popular myths which might be putting you off from using it, and what are the potential ways to engage with those in a more manageable and productive manner. Let's start from the beginning. That is, from numerous reasons why people might choose not to engage in social media. These reasons can be personal, practical, or ethical, and they may vary from individual to individual. I have selected 12 most popular points. Point number one, privacy concerns. Many individuals are worried about the amount of personal information that social media platforms collect and share. They might be uncomfortable with the idea of their data being used for targeted advertising or potentially falling into the wrong hands. Point number two, time management. Social media can be highly addictive and time-consuming. Some people choose to avoid it in order to prioritize other activities like work, hobbies, or spending time with loved ones. Point three, mental health. Research has shown that excessive use of social media can contribute to feelings of anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Some individuals opt out of them to protect their mental health and avoid negative emotions associated with comparison and validation seeking. Point four, so-called FOMO, fear of missing out. Ironically, the fear of missing out on social events or experiences can be a reason people avoid social media. Constant exposure to the exciting activities of others can lead to feeling of inadequacy. Point number five, online conflict. Engaging in discussions on social media can sometimes lead to conflicts and disagreements. Some people prefer to avoid potential confrontations and heated debates by straying away from these platforms altogether. Point six, authenticity. Some individuals feel that social media promote a curated version of people's lives, often leaving out the less glamorous or challenging aspects. This can lead to a perception of inauthenticity, making some people choose to avoid such platforms altogether. Point seven, distraction from real life. Social media can easily become a distraction from real life interactions and responsibilities. People might choose to minimize their usage to focus more on in-person relationships and tasks. Point eight, cyberbullying and harassment. Online platforms can be breeding grounds for cyberbullying, hate speech, and harassment. Some individuals avoid them to escape these negative experiences. Point number nine, disinformation and fake news. The spread of false information on these platforms can lead to confusion and misinformation. Some individuals choose to disconnect to avoid falling victim to such misinformation. Point number 10, comparative culture. Constant comparison with others on social media can lead to low self-esteem. People might choose to step away from the platforms to focus on their real-life accomplishments and relationships. Point 11, physical health. Excessive screen time, especially before bedtime, can disrupt sleep patterns and negatively impact physical health. Some people opt out to promote better sleep hygiene and better overall fitness levels. Last but definitely not least, personal values and beliefs. Differences in personal values or cultural beliefs might lead to some individuals to avoid platforms that do not align with their principles. It's important to note that people's decisions to engage or not engage in social media can be influenced by a combination of these reasons and many more, and individual motivations may vary very wildly. Apart from the elements mentioned above, there are also several myths out there in the air which might serve as demotivators to engage and use social media. Myth number one, that you only get results if you spend all your time on social media. While it's true that social media can become a time-consuming rabbit hole, effective strategies can help promote products and services without excessive time investment. Myth number two, that you must friend everyone who connects with you. The idea that all connections need to be accepted is debunked. Selectivity in connections is crucial, as not every connection will align with your business goals or with some people you might simply not want to be affiliated with. So it's absolutely okay not to accept some of the invitations that come your way. Myth number three, you have to share your personal life. This misconception that personal details must be shared extensively is actually long gone. It is key that individuals have control over how much personal information they wish to disclose, and that a balance can be struck between personal and business-related content. Myth number four, that you have to respond to every comment or message within seconds. Guess what? Automated responses and delegation can help manage interactions while maintaining a reasonable response time. In terms of some elements to keep in mind when you make a choice whether to connect with social media would be as follows. Point number one, presence. We need to remember that potential customers often research products and brands through these media channels. That includes potential future employers. Building a relationship and showcasing shared values with the audience can lead to increased support for the business or for you as a recruitment candidate. Secondly, quality versus quantity. In my opinion, the focus here should shift from generating a high volume of content to producing more high-quality, valuable one that resonates well with your target audience. Prioritizing quality over quantity leads to more meaningful engagement. And more platforms, such as LinkedIn, for example, started to proactively employ this approach in their algorithms. And third element, consistency. It is key in terms of timing, content, and tone. Maintaining a regular posting schedule, aligning content with the brand theme or your personal branding, and using a consistent brand voice can enhance recognition and engagement. After looking at these myths and certain general principles of engagement, let me offer some ideas how to effectively utilize social media without spending excessive time on them. So, one, focus on the platform. The suggestion here is to concentrate efforts on the platform where the target audience is most active, maximizing engagement on a single platform instead of trying to manage multiple ones. Two, delegate tasks. The idea here is to explore the option of delegating social media tasks from content creation to customer interactions. Hiring a social media assistant or freelancer can alleviate the workload. Three, utilize technology. Social media tools, such as scheduling apps or AI-powered content repurposing tools, can streamline the content creation and posting process, saving time and effort. Four, set boundaries. By deciding the level of personal information to share, managing notifications, and setting time limits for social media engagement, you can maintain a healthy balance between online presence and other tasks. The key point of today's episode is to encourage you to find your own way for engaging with social media without violating your values or personal characteristics. My point is that prior to proclaiming that effectively those platforms do not work, it might make sense to experiment with some of the ideas listed above to check whether the path to social media marketing, focusing on strategies that align with your business goals and preferences, is not actually within your reach. Whether we love them or hate them, they are here to stay, and it might be reasonable to base your own promotional strategy on tested individual experimentation rather than on certain myths or false assumptions. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to have a regular access to the newly published content. You are also welcome to check Reach for Power webpage at reachforpower.com for more materials and share your thoughts and comments through LinkedIn. Thank you for joining me today, and keep on reaching for power.